Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yes, they are, Ghost, but they're my idiots tonight, and hey, it's Vince in the Bay, kicking it freestyle on another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Thursday night, June 9th, 2011, and yeah, it's open lines. Nothing on the agenda tonight. We had a fantastic rendition of the Wiener Facebook messages that were unveiled. And I think Wienergate is behind us now, kids. No more Wienergate. So how do I sound out there, everybody? How do I sound? I'm testing 1, 2, check. Test 1, 2. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. How we doing tonight, kids? How's everybody? And let's check out. Who do we have in the building? Looking in the chat room. Holy shit, 54 users already? My God, who took a shit in my chat room and blew out a bunch of little script kiddies? What's up, kiddos? Damn, who are these people? Annie and I know Annie. I'm familiar with Annie. Shouts out to Annie. I caught the Debbie Daly show tonight. I heard you on there earlier. You were great. Anom365, ATM Be Cool, Crackajack Nigawatt, Derp Mania, Foggle404, Frankie Smith, who else we got? Jesus is Lord 55, Kangformator, KNFPRTY, Mega Jew. I love that, Mega Jew. MILFtastic, Mr. Bishop, Nigger Power, Peppy Peterson, Roddy Poo, 87, Sean Newell, Sippy Cup, Stabby McCugs, Stu Peterson, Jesus, who else do we have here? Stu Peterson. This thread is Bulberzels. What? Yikes. All right. Alcoholic just getting in the room. Shouts out to Alcoholic. What the fuck is this crap? What is this wild goose in the building? And that's it. That's it. The early chit-chatters. Holy shit, we're already over 70. This is out of control. Yeah, the lines are open, folks. We do have some bashful folks, apparently. But feel free to call. I have a number on the line already. Let's go to the phones and see who this might be. Area code 504, you're on the air. What's up? Hey, area code 5, caller, you're on the air. Yeah, it's you. What's up?
Oh, what up, dude?
Yeah, what's up? Who's this? Who are you? And who are you? And what's on your mind?
My name is Tyrone. And what's on my mind is basically I just want your opinion on movies, because tomorrow I want to go see some movies with some homies. And
oh yeah, yeah, I understand. Okay, what's out there? What are your choices?
Well, I've been thinking that Kung Fu Panda's pretty down.
Isn't that, Jesus, that's still in the theater? What year are you calling from?
No, I meant the new Kung Fu Panda, Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, they did another one already? Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you have, kids or something? Are you dating? Are you a pedo? What are you going to see? What else is out there right now?
There's a surprisingly Tron still out. I don't know why. Maybe because the movie stuff's pretty poor. Sorry, man. I was really smoking. I'm just coughing up a bit.
Yeah, no worries. What else is out there?
Yeah,
come on. Give me something good. That's it. That's it. That was the troll. Come on, man. 213, you're on the air. What's up?
Yo.
213, are you calling out of the LBC? Is that what's up?
No, I'm in LA.
That's what I'm saying. But you got an LBC. You got the Long Beach area code. Okay, whatever. What's on your mind? What's up?
Have you been getting trolled lately?
Well, it looks like that's what's happening. Like normally on a normal night, to be honest, look at the chat room right now. Typically on a typical night, if I'm lucky, I have maybe 30 users on a regular night. I've got already over 100 users. I have a funny feeling that I'm getting raided. I think I'm just getting the dirty residue from the Debbie Daly show, to be honest. I was over there listening
to
that show.
Yeah. I'm the one that started the thing with Debbie, and I also directed these people to yours, to your blog.
So you're who I have to thank for this. Great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm
glad
okay.
You got in before.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got in before ahead of all these idiots.
Yeah,
because...
but I've been telling, you know, I'm trying to get them to stop this. At first, I thought it would be funny, but you know, it's kind of out of control.
Yeah.
But
well, you know what?
Kind of bad.
It's okay.
That, dude.
It's okay, bro. You know, honestly, I've had a long week, and this is going to be probably my last broadcast for a couple of days. So,
actually listen to your broadcast.
I'm gonna go out with a bang. This is sort of my Sunday night, if you will. I work in the adult. Let's just say the adult film, the adult entertainment and film industry. Let's just say.
Oh, okay.
And so I have a wacky schedule, and I'll work 14 days straight, and then I won't work for a couple of months, and then I'll work for like a month straight, and then I won't work for a couple of months. Well, my calendar is blacked out for quite a while starting tomorrow. So this is it. I'm going out with a fucking shitstorm, and I'm down. Let's fucking. So 213.
Don't
you wanna...
forget to walk the dinosaur, dude.
What?
Don't forget to walk the dinosaur. You're going out with a bang. You got to walk the dinosaur. Open the door. Get on the floor. Everyone walk the dinosaur.
I don't get it, but appreciate the call, bro. Let's move on. I have with me now. Before I go to, I see a lot of phone calls lined up. This is open lines. It's Thursday night, so bring it on, kids. I'm down. We got 2 hours to do this. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I do encourage female callers to call in. I am typically I don't entertain these whatever 14-year-old boys who call in. You know, I'm a big fan of the Ghost Show. I don't know if maybe I see some of you with the gay pink, the pink font. Some of you have the pink font still, so I know some of you listen to Ghost. And, you know, I'm down with the trolling. I'm down with all that shit, whatever. Bring it on. It's just make it good. All right. And someone who's made it good several times here in the past and a representative of the SAC, that would be the Steve Ogle crew. That's he's the resident spokesman for the Steve Ogle crew and a friend of the show. I'm talking about Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose?
Hey, what a name, man. We got, oh, wait, hold on.
Better?
Yeah, is Wild Goose there? Can we talk to Wild Goose for a second? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
I'm good. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, dude? Come on, what's up?
Crap, man. This was a good night. We had over 500 users in Debbie's chat room, and we got to spread the message about Ogle. Unfortunately, I got cut off the air rather quickly because he recognized my voice. But, yeah, I'm a representative of the Steve Ogle's crew, and Steve Ogle would be our dear leader. So, yeah, spread the word. You know, obviously people in the chat room are enthusiastic about it. You know, they call me a nigger. Some people call me God. You know, that's cool. Either way, sack for life, yo. But tonight I'm gonna kick back and chill and have fun.
Yeah,
with it.
And I would appreciate it. I would appreciate it. Wild Goose is sort of the official unofficial spokesman for the SAC. And he my regular listeners associate his voice with several times within the last week where my switchboard's been hacked by the SAC. And he's usually on here sort of acting as like a diversion. He comes on and just kind of, basically, I would say you more or less just taunt me while the sackers, as I call them, there's sort of like a play on sack and hack. While you guys are sacking me, you're usually making fun of me on the line, typically, Goose.
Yeah, I'm declaring a ceasefire tonight. I'm not really down with that. Obviously, we have enough trolls doing that, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I appreciate you laying off the I appreciate the sack laying off.
I will be hacking your board tonight. You know, all's fair in love and trolling, you know, as they say. But tonight I will lay off. So consider it a grace period. But yeah, take advantage of this crowd. Preach the word, man.
All right, dude. We'll do it, man. So hang tight.
Spread the word after Jesus.
Yeah, of course. Hang tight, you know. Hold on, SAC crew. We'll get back. We'll get to the SAC a little bit later. But I have a shitload of callers already lined up with their hand in the air. So let's just go down the line here. We're gonna go in order in which the calls were received. Let's see. 317. You're on the air. What's up? Okay, let's go to area code 770. You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you fapping? Are you fapping, dude?
Oh.
Are you fapping? Or...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. So, hang on. I'm going to fap to you for a second. All right, let's see. Area code 352. You're on the air. Wait, hang on. Area code 352. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man. What's up?
Nothing, dude. What's up?
Hey. Yes, I've been listening. Or I don't listen to your show, but I'm listening to Debbie's show. That guy.
Uh-huh.
Whatever he was talking about.
Yeah. What's up?
Gay as fuck. But just you said you're in the adult entertainment business. Like.
Yeah.
You're a porn star or like what?
No. I work behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, bro.
Oh. Do you ever get any, like, any of that cool stuff? Like, you know, the guys...
I get tons... Trust me. I don't want to get into detail tonight. But let's just say there are plenty of fringe benefits associated with my line of work. Okay?
That is. So, which bay do you live in? Like California or Tampa or like what?
San Francisco Bay. San Francisco. I'm in San Francisco, San Francisco Bay Area.
That's cool.
Where are you, bro? Where are you from?
I'm in Florida, bro. I'm like by Orlando, like Disney.
No way. For it's sure. Pretty
cool, really.
I've been there. I've been to Disney World. I was there. Oh, man. When I went to Disney World, I saw Captain EO. Were you alive when that was going on?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Yeah, Michael Jackson, Captain EO. Look it up on Wikipedia. Okay, we got another call here. Jeff Johnson, you're on. What's up?
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, dude.
So you said you're in adult entertainment?
I am. What's up?
What would you say is the most attractive entertainer?
Oh, I have a lot of favorites. I really can't. I can't narrow it down to one, but I'll give you a few that I like, and I think
just list them off.
Francesca Lay, Carmela Bing, Gianna Michaels, Rachel Love, Julia Ann. I'm trying to think of people that I've worked with that I think are hot and I like and I think they're cool people too though. India Summer. Yeah, there's a few.
Solid, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, bro. Let's see who else we got here. Wolf, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, Wolf. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just entertained here. All of the trolls calling in, and you're gonna have an entertaining show tonight, huh?
Correct. You're correct, sir. Yes.
Great, great. Well, I got a few other people here who want to say hello. Go ahead.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, Vince, where's my one eye, man?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Snake, good to have you here.
Come
it's
on,
been a while.
Where's one
it's
eye,
been a while.
Man.
One eye's yeah. not here. You've caught me on a night where he's not here, but I'll tell you what, if
really?
You guys want to hang tight, I got a lot of people to get to. I'll keep you guys
right.
on. I'll keep you guys
right,
on.
Dude.
He shows up. I'll bring you on. I like the before I put you guys
what?
On hold. Wait, hold on. Who's the guy that
I recognize? You're an old girlfriend of mine. I'm pretty damn sure. No, you
okay.
are an old girlfriend of mine, aren't you?
Yeah, but this is I'm post op.
You are an
I'm post op
of mine.
Now, bro. I'm post op now, so I'm technically not a girl anymore. But yeah, you guys hang on the line. The Jew will be here soon enough. All right, we got 213 back. What's up, 213?
Oh, hey. Yeah, so I want to be serious now. I a lot of people asking about your career, and I was kind of interested. I've been, I'm going to film school right now, and it's not making me any money. I want to be where the money's at and where all the fun is at.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I know how to get on the industry, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I would say.
You're not a fluffer, are you?
No. That's a good way to get in. That's a good way to get into the industry, though. For
serious?
Sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But no, I would say, what aspect of the industry would you like to get into? Production? What
Directing.
Is there like?
Yeah, production.
You want to direct? Okay. So you want to be behind the camera? You want to be calling the shots? I would say. First of all, do you have any slutty ex girlfriends that don't mind doing shit on cam?
Yeah, actually.
Well, you know what? This is what you should do. Get together about $300. I'd say for about $1,000, you can rent a nice, high-quality HD camera. Get a good, solid three-piece lighting kit with some gels and whatnot. Find a location where you can pump some electricity. Into a room. It doesn't have to be. It can be in your house. It can be anywhere. But make sure you have enough. You can get enough juice to run all these lights. You know, get a nice basic setting. You don't want to give away too much. I mean, if you want to go crazy and be creative and come up with a storyline and all that, jazz, that's fine. But let's face it, we all just fast forward through that, don't we? Come on. I'm a big fan of just doing scenes. Do about a 10-minute scene, 10 to 15-minute scene. You can usually it starts, you know, it's a guy-girl scene, or you can do two girls and a guy. Start off with the girls playing with themselves and have the girls get themselves off, solo action. And then you bring the guys in, they suck off the guys. And then, they do the tag team action, the whole deal. And, to shoot it, you're looking at a good, you want to dedicate a whole weekend to this, all right? Pick up the equipment on a Friday. It's cheaper to pick it up on Friday, okay? Usually if you rent gear from a rental house, a typical rental house, you're going to spend about $1,000 at least, right? Just to get the bare minimum, a camera and a lighting kit, all right? That's what you need at the bare minimum. You also want to get sound. You want to get a sound kit too, but that can be included. But still, $1,000 you're looking at roughly. And most rental houses are closed over the weekend. So if you pick it up on a Friday, typically they'll give you a one-day rental for a weekend rental. And you pick up on a Friday, bring back Monday. You basically have, essentially, if you really schedule things, you can do a solid 3 days of shooting for renting a gear for one day. But I don't know, maybe if you have a little bit of money, you buy your own camera, you buy your own lighting package, or you just rent the lighting package, whatever. But you want to make sure you have a sound guy and a camera person. You can be the camera person, but you want to direct. You don't want to be the camera guy. Find somebody that wants to be a camera guy. You got to have a friend who's a pervert, but has photographed, went to school and took photography and whatever. That's your camera guy. Make sure you get a sound guy. You need a sound guy. All right? At the bare minimum, camera guy, sound guy. All right? And then talent. Get your slutty ex-girlfriend and get her to do a solo scene. All right? And as a director, if she's got a new boyfriend or some dude she can bone, that maybe one of your friends, call one of your friends, have him come out and bone your ex-girlfriend on camera, and take a class. There's plenty of, you don't even have to go to film school anymore. There's so many of these little knockoff, media, how to shoot a film class that you can pay like $100 for, and it's just a one-off thing, like a seminar, maybe a little refresher or what? Fuck it, hit me up. I'll give you a tutorial. All right. So let's take some calls here. Area code 256. You're on the air. What's up?
Jesus Christ! This is the most boring show ever. I was waiting to troll you, but you know what? That's it. Just fuck it. Just next caller, go.
All right, later, bro. Let's see, John Drake, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah. Did you say you used to be a woman?
Who?
Did you say you used to be a woman?
Yeah, I told one of those callers I used to be a woman. Why? I was just...
Oh, okay.
I was bullshitting. Why? What's up?
Wait a minute.
Well, you're kind of fail, so I'm going to put you on hold, and you figure it out, bro. Area code 502, what's up?
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me on the show here, bud.
Yeah, sure. Right on, 502. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was hearing you talk about the porn industry there. That's some pretty interesting stuff. You're a huge faggot. Stop sucking dick. Go to hell. Faggot.
Area code 317, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this has to do with the production kind of thing. I just wanted to give myself a little plug. I actually do, like, rentals for, like, light equipment, gaffers, contract gaffers. I just wanted to throw my email out there for anybody who wanted to, take advantage of that.
Go for it. Do it.
Okay. It's Vince, why are you such a limp dick faggot at VinceTheLimpDickFaggot.com.
Okay. That's pretty easy to remember, actually. Good job. Let's go to another call here. Annie. Oh, Annie. It's Annie Onos or whatever. Annie, what's up?
Hey, Vince. How you doing? Hello?
Doing Doing good, bro. Doing good. Having a little bit of fun with some of these prank callers here.
That's great. How's the sound quality in your right now?
You sound okay. You still have a kind of a weird sort of gargly thing going on, but the overall quality better tonight.
It's got to be the mic that I've got.
I think you just have a crap mic. Yeah, but it's okay. I can hear you. What's up, dude?
Nothing. I just wanted to, hang out and say hi. This is your show for a while.
Okay, I didn't understand a word you said, and I think it has to do with the fact that I just don't understand the British dialect.
It's all right. I just came out to hang out, and I just said that it's your last show for a while.
Right on, dude.
When you're going to be back, man?
Oh yeah, I gotta go into production for a couple of weeks, and the first couple of days I'm gonna be busy. And I probably won't be able to do a show. So I would say the next two, I'll be back on Monday probably. I'm going to try to come back Monday.
That's good, though.
3-day weekend. 3-day weekend from me for you.
Yeah, sounds like a plan, man. Anyway, I just want to say hi, and I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, right on, bro. Thanks. That's Annie. And, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a little break here. I see that I have Kishu with me now on the board, and Kishu, hang tight. I'm going to bring you on live in a second, I'm going to take a break here. When I go to this break, I want to have my before I go to the break. Wild Goose is still here. Hey, Wild Goose, are you there?
Yes, here.
I was wondering as sort of the de facto spokesperson for the Steve Ogles crew. Could you just give a quick shout out to the chat room and give a quick little refresher, if you could, maybe a little blurb on the Steve Ogles crew and what you guys have been up to?
Yeah, sure. I'd be more than happy to. Steve Ogle he's someone that's been on Debbie Daly's show for about 3 months now. And if you're in the chat room, chances are you poured in from Debbie Daly's show and you were a troll on her show. But Steve Ogle was the male voice you heard on there, although male is kind of questionable. He had that little bitchy 12-year-old voice. But he came on the air, and he was really easy to troll, but that got kind of old after a while. And there's a character out there called Dick Burns who doxed him. He got a bunch of information on him, and it turned out he has a wedding photography company, and he had a lot of dissatisfied customers, and it turned out he declared bankruptcy and skipped town on a bunch of customers that pay for a product they never received, and he never gave them refunds. And there's people that posted negative consumer reviews all over. And it appears like he's written his own positive consumer reviews. And so we formed sort of an impromptu thing, but we formed something called SAC, which is Steve Ogle's crew, or just Steve Ogle crew, or what have you. But that's why you see SAC for life. But I'll be posting a little video here in the chat every once in a while. But, yeah, go check it out, and go check out Dick Burns' video. I'll post that, too. And Burns just completely, he lived up to his name. He's a dick, and he burned him. But, yeah, he did all the groundwork on that. But Steve Ogle, he's a complete extortionist. And, you probably heard him on Debbie tonight. Complete douche. But, yeah. We're going to own them. Sack for life, everybody. Sack for life.
Here's a little bit of Ogs. Of course, he goes by Steve Rush. And everybody knows why he goes by Steve Rush, because he's a clone of Geddy Lee, more or less. He looks like Geddy Lee, and and he's obsessed with fucking Rush. What do you want? Jesus Christ! I'll be right back with Kishu. Get your boners ready, gentlemen. Kishu, right after this Ogs break. All right. Sack for life. Pieces of garbage. Sack for life. We'll be right back.
Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? So what is this, hard shit? Is this real? Is this fake? Is this fucking hardcore? Or your best fucking honest truth is talk to Debbie Daly. Let her know what your show's about, and maybe you get some fucking truth.
We did not, and then I did the show with like four other people, so I wanted to kind of clock those guys out. And starting new is fresh.
Oh my God, whoever you thought it.
All right, so it's just not the ogle guy who's drinking, blah blah blah.
The
next fucking week, he's gone. He's gone out of the picture. Now there's new people. There are new fucking people to take over that. You've got some real shit going on. How extreme is this shit? Can't wait for Bill Wagner. You know that, right? Never did I go into business with Bill Wagner. Can you do me a favor, please? Do me a favor. I need to have the right information. People leave that they're going to get married or not. The wagon. This is a real deal. You know I'm fucking real and I'm trying to keep it straight, but I'll tell you one thing right now, don't disrespect her. And I'll tell you one thing right now, which you have not, but I will give $1,000 cash to the person who will be at this situation. I'll give them $1,000 each. Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? This is a real deal. Blah, blah, blah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing, really hope so.
Into the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Everybody's sitting so patiently on the line. Let's go to a Skype caller here. This is Nertzy. Nertzy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Not much, bro. What's on your mind, Nerdsy?
Yo, this is Nerdsy from the BWC, and if you'd known anything about our past relations, I've always been angry at you for no reason, and I've just called to make amends and hope that we could be friends.
Oh, right on, dude. Absolutely. To be honest, Nerdsy, I have to say I'm not familiar with your work. I didn't even know you existed in the BWC, to be honest.
Oh, well, I do exist. I'm there. I also would like you to know that I think I've fallen in love with you. Your voice is so sexy.
Yeah, you're not so bad yourself, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Good times,
well,
man. I'm glad you decided to call in tonight. This
is the part where
fantastic.
You cut me off, right?
Did well? No, I actually. Is there anything else on your mind, or you? What's up?
Not really. I've been hearing a lot about the congressman, dude, but I'm sure you don't. Well, that's Ghost's job, after all.
I did last night on my show. I tried to do my part to participate in the Wienergate celebration. Last night on the show, I had a female caller call in, and we recited the transcript. We reenacted the dramatic reading of the transcript from between Wiener and. The young woman from Las Vegas. They had a little Facebook chat relationship, sort of a sexting relationship on Facebook,
right.
And that was published yesterday. And so we did a dramatic cold reading of it last night, and it was actually kind of fail. I mean, at the juicy parts it was good, but when you kind of like broke it down and read it, it was kind of tame, especially by my standards, because. God knows I know how to talk to the ladies.
Right. I'm sure you do with a voice like that.
Oh, dude. You don't even know.
But,
I'll get into it in detail a little bit later, but yeah, Nerdsy, I'm fucking stoked that you're here, bro. You should I'm gonna add you on Skype too.
Okay, go
so,
do that.
So we should definitely kick it. So you wanna hang here on air with me and be like on the panel here, if you will.
Sure, if you want me to, that's fine.
All right, because I have one of your bros. I put bros in quotation marks because I have verification that she is not a he. But I'm talking about Kishu.
Oh yeah, Kishu, yeah.
Yeah, your bro. All right,
my
Kishu's bro. Here. Kishu's here, everybody. Hey, Kishu.
Hi, Vince.
How are you doing, baby cakes?
Sad. I'm very depressed.
Why?
Because I'm not in San Francisco anymore, and I'm back home, and fucking, you know, there's drama. I have this lover who's not you, and he's not happy, and it's making me sad. So I think we just need to tell the world that, you know, you're really gay and we didn't have sex.
Well, that has been the rumor, has it not been what's been
in the butt, you know? I mean, I thought everybody.
Yeah, I joke about it openly here, and people think I talk about it openly, and people think I'm joking. So I just went along with it. It's like, fine, all right, you know, I'm not gay, whatever. Uh-huh. And I even created a separate account that I now call Vince in the Butt.
No, the truth is, I had a blast. I had a blast in San Francisco with Vince. We had a great time hanging out, and I shot a lot of really good video footage that will be up soon. And it was good times, but, you know, Vince and I are friends. And, I love that Dick Burns, baby. I just, you know, I can't help it. I love trolls. And Vince, you're not a troll.
That's right, baby. I'm a fucking warlock, bitch, and don't you forget it. I'm not a troll. People always forget that. Just because I call into ghosts every once in a while and give them some shit, they think I'm trolling. I'm not trolling. I'm just, you know, you can prank and not be a troll. You can do a prank call and not. That doesn't make you a troll. Just like, you know, Kishu was here. Kishu, you saw. I sucked a couple cocks while you were here. That doesn't make me gay. That's just life in the Bay, you know.
This is life in the Bay, right? No, I was so much fun. I'm so sad that I'm home. Like, I'm happy to be home, but seeing that my best friend and the person that I love more than anything in the world doesn't want to see me, I definitely am not happy to be home anymore. So, yeah, I'd much rather be not having sex and just miserable and be in the Bay and actually have a city that I like than be home and be miserable and still not having sex. I'm so confused. Okay, I need to lay off the drugs for a couple of days. Oh, I can't believe I went down there to like do the show with you live for a week and I just slept every night that it was time to do the show. It was like too fucked up to fucking do
anything. Dude, I seriously had such high expectations for this for her coming down. I thought we were going to be partying every night. I thought I was going to be just fucking her in every room at every hour. In my house, I thought I was going to be, you know, going out to clubs, doing cocaine off of lesbians' butt cracks till like all hours of the morning. I thought we were going to be doing the show with like fucking lesbians lezzing out like on my table, my desk here. And no, it was complete utter failure. This bitch is out of shape. She's out of shape. I told her to bring some sneakers. I told her to bring some fucking sneakers. This is San Francisco. You're going to be walking all the time. And she didn't bring. She didn't heed my warning. She brought these designer flat pieces of garbage. It's like walking on a fucking piece of cardboard. And she's so out of shape. She walked around for 5 hours, and she comes back to the studio and just like flops on the floor and just passes out and totally misses all my shows. Like for the last week, she was supposed to be like my co-host in studio. I was going to try to promote it and everything. And she just like, she fell asleep every night and disappeared. And I just ended up doing the whole show myself. And thank God I had a couple of people.
And cried over Dick Burns.
Yeah. And she's got this saga. She's so whooped with her and Dick Burns are so whooped. They just should get married already and move in together. It's just stupid. It's so retarded. You guys are just lame. It really is stupid. And I don't really have time for it because I have a ton of people waiting on the lines. And so let's take calls. It's Nerd C. I'm hanging out with two members of the BWC right now and a member of the SAC. We have two BWC members in Nerd C and Kishu, and then we have a member of SAC in Wild Goose. It's basically kind of like troll crew panel sort of going on right now. It's wow, this is bizarre, but hey, bring it on. Let's this is kind of cool. I have a panel of internet trolls, and we're going to take on some of these 4chaners that think they're tough shit. So let's see what we got here. Area code 770, you're on. What's up?
Hey, are you a bad enough dude to make your radio show interesting?
That was pretty good. Pretty good voice. I like it. This is the League of Trolls, man. Yeah.
That was his troll.
Yeah.
That guy had been waiting for like 20 minutes to do that.
Just to say those words. I mean, that's a lot of effort, you know, a lot of endurance.
I almost feel bad. I almost feel like he didn't get his money's worth. I feel like we should call him back.
Yeah.
I screen capped his number, so we could call him back later if. But I feel like he got gypped. He got gypped. I really do.
If we run out of callers, we can.
Yeah, if we run out of... Well, okay, I screen cap all your fucking numbers, you pieces of shit. And even if you try to do caller blocking, caller ID blockage, it doesn't work. Trust me, it doesn't work. I do it. I try to caller block ID my phone when I call in a ghost, and he still sees my area code. So it's like, it's useless. So you might as well not even call in. Unless you have the testicles to fucking... to call in and extract something from your pie hole. Let's see what 704 has to do, has on his mind. 704, what's up?
Hey, baby.
Oh, baby, darling, who's this?
Hey.
Hey there.
Rebecca, how are you?
Wait, who's this?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, hey, baby, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
I wish, I don't know, I'm just kind of bored, and I just decided to give you a little call. One hand is on the phone, and guess where my other hand is?
On your cock?
No, baby, it's in my asshole.
Oh, damn. I thought you maybe you had a strap-on on.
No, honey. So, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Do you shave your balls?
No, I don't.
Oh, damn. Well, hey, I was getting kind of hot earlier. You know, you're talking about the porn industry. I thought I might be interested in that.
Oh, really? What sort of experience might you have that you think you might be good in porn?
Man, I've done a lot of fucking. My holes are kind of loose, but
okay,
you know,
this is another. All right, okay. There you go. There's mistake number one. You think just because you fucked a lot of people, you've had a lot of cocks, and a lot of guys have deposited themselves in and on you. That doesn't mean that's going to translate to film. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but they can just edit that out, yeah?
Well, no. See, that's the thing is they can't. Editing only helps so much. You have to have. Okay, do you know the term garbage in, garbage out?
No.
Okay, that means if you have. How about the term polishing a turd?
Are you saying my cunt looks like a turd?
No way. I haven't even seen your cunt. You want to send me some nudes?
Yeah, sure. What's your email?
All right. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com.
Vince in the flag? What was it?
vinceinthebay@gmail.com.
Sorry. vinceinthefag@gmail.com. Okay, I'll get that.
Super duper.
gmail.com. I'll send you some pictures of me, honey.
I can't wait, baby.
Yeah, so I've done some, like, I don't know, like, amateur stuff. I don't know. Just telling by my voice, what do you think I'm going to be good at?
Okay, my intuitive gut reaction is you're probably going to be good at reverse cowgirl.
Oh, you know, that's my favorite position.
I can see you. You sound like you're very aggressive. I think you'd be good on top. You're probably really good on top.
Oh, honey. Jeez. I'm going to go get my vibrator right now.
All right, go get that. I'm going to take some calls, and then I'll come back to you, honey, all right? Stay right there.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's see who else we have here. John Drake, you're back. Did you figure things out? What's up, John Drake?
Yeah, I got my girlfriend.
Okay, what's up? What's she got?
My girlfriend, she's right here. She wants to talk to you. She's like a big fan of yours.
Cool, yeah, put her on.
What a silly Negro.
Thanks for participating. Appreciate the call. Let me go to area code 970. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up?
I think you have a bunch of really stupid callers.
I agree. Absolutely. So what do you have to bring to the table?
I don't have anything to bring to the table.
Obviously.
Really. Yeah, well, I'm stupid, but I really like your show, and I really like what you talk about, but there's a bunch of fucking idiots all the fucking line right now.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, why do these people want to just dig on you?
I'm sorry, what? Hello? Did he just hang up? Hello? Are you there? 970? You still there? What's up? Hello? Hello? All right. Okay, he's gone. Jesus Christ. Okay. Let's try another one. A blocked caller here. 111, you're on the air. What's up? 111, you're on the air. Your hand's up.
What's up, Higgins?
All right. Thanks for participating. Appreciate the call. ATMB Cool is here now. What's up, ATMB Cool?
Vince in the Bay. How's it going? A little crazy tonight, apparently.
Yeah, this is the fallout. What you're seeing here is, I don't know, Debbie Daly got raided and tonight, and I was over there, and some of these kids wanted to keep playing, so they followed me over here to my show, and we're just hanging out, taking calls. Some of these kids are actually kind of fun. I think Debbie got hit really hard. This is nothing. Debbie had literally 500 users. I've never seen 500 users in a chat before, ever, on BTR. That was amazing. So 100 of them came over here. Shouts out to them.
Seems to be dwindling, though. I mean, they're down to 88.
Oh, because they found they're looking for other targets. That you understand this. I'm not trollable, really. This is kind of just sort of a suppository for them to just sort of hang out here, lay low, maybe work on some new material by calling into my show. But essentially, they're looking for a new target, and you'll see it. They'll post links to new targets because. This is just, you know, this is fun for a little bit for them, but ultimately I know I'm getting trolled. That's not what they want. They want somebody that takes themselves serious, that will challenge, you know. Well, yeah, okay, fine. I am untrollable. I seriously. Because
this time of night, though, everybody's expecting trolls because everybody knows these fuckers don't have nothing better to do.
Yeah, but hey, I'm all about lulls too. I can appreciate the lulls. I'm all about lulls, baby. You know, I ride the lulls boat. You know what I'm saying? Let's get aboard, everybody. Come on, don't be shy. Let's do this. Call in 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay.
Lulls, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lowe's. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lowe's boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lowe's.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile. On a friendly shore, it's Lowe's. Welcome aboard, it's Lowe's.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Son of a bitch, I had my mic, what do you call it? Muted there, my bad. Give me a call, 347-826-7667 is the numero. Kishu's on with me, Nertzy is here, Wild Goose is here, and I'm going to bring on another person ATMB Cool is here, and also Annie is here as well. Annie, what's up?
Oh, there you go.
So I thought I'd, you know, try and get in on this panel that you've got going. Plus,
yeah,
I wanted
absolutely.
To hear Keisha come.
What's that?
Plus, I wanted to hear Keisha come.
Oh, you want to hear Keisha come?
Oh,
right,
hell
Keisha.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta get her excited.
I don't know
what
if
you...
I can come tonight. I'm very depressed.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know if I can
come.
But I do love that voice. Oh, Annie, anonymous,
God.
Hey, do you guys want to step into the green room? We can leave you two alone if you want.
Green room.
And I know how Keisha is with the. Where are you out of the UK? Annie?
Well, yeah, I live in the UK now, but I come from Calgary originally.
Okay.
What was the question? Sorry. Everything goes dead.
This is so funny.
I'm trying to let you kids kind of, like, you know, mingle here a little bit.
Vince, you don't mind, like, me posting videos, right?
Oh, absolutely no! I don't. Of course, I don't care. I'm not
okay.
trying to be.
That's
I'm trying to be. I'm not. I am not.
Like,
first of all,
I'm
first
like,
of all,
I'm
I don't
like
care.
Taping
I'm,
my chat,
you know, you don't.
and then I'm taping you doing your show. And right now, I have that image in my head where, you know, like, I'm looking at the chat and then I look up and you're sitting in your chair doing your show. I think the world needs to see what it looks like to be Vince in the Bay. If I can find it. I have like literally like 200 freaking videos that I made while I was there. I'm going to have to go through and edit everything. It's going to be a nightmare.
Sounds like it. Well, at least we're losing trolls.
Oh, that's good. Somebody must be doing a legit show.
I think the current target is... Who is it? Just saw the link fly past. It's some white supremacist group, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. The room kind of just jumped straight past.
Oh, this picture is a win. Maybe I'll just post this picture. Sorry. I'm getting distracted over here now. But I'm really bummed. Like Burns unblocked me for like a half an hour, and now he has me blocked again. And I just don't know how to get it through his head. Like, I should have just, like, recorded, like, the entire time we hung out. Like, just nonstop and, like,
you,
like live feed or something, you
that's
know?
What you, that's pretty much what you did, though. Like, seriously, I felt... You don't understand. That's what she did. That is exactly what you did, though. Seriously, she was filming all the time and dictating. It was more of a dictation device, but it also had... But it includes the video. So when you watch the video, it's going to be so shaky, and the composition is going to make you want to vomit. But she dictates everything. And you know what's funny? Is she just, like, basically, she just kind of
sure.
followed me around all day, just kind of mumbling, like, it's a bay, 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 bay, bay,
bay. That Vince in the Bay, baby. I'd say that, like, every 2 seconds when he would, like, do something funny or just not do anything at all.
Yes,
and then I'd pretty much just be like, Vince, can you do that for me? Can you get this for me? Can you do that for me? And that was pretty much our entire hangout.
Yeah, she was. She was no red medicine. There's none of that red medicine because she was dead every night. She fell asleep. I couldn't unless I raped her while she was passed out in the corner, which I didn't. That was the only way I was going to get anything, and that would have actually been kind of. Never mind.
Huh?
Let's just move on.
Oh, that's mean.
I'm sorry, Keisha.
Whatever, it's okay.
Don't try to white knight my show, my co-host. Don't try to white knight my co-host. You piece of garbage. I don't care if you're from the UK. I don't care if you have an accent that makes me
fun.
Want to trust you.
I said her would be fun. I'm apologizing now. Oh, thank you.
Tiny.
Oh, you sound sexy too.
Thank you. I think I'm a sexy woman.
Queef shoe. Rody Poo says queef shoe. I like that. Queef shoe.
Queef shoe. Thanks.
win.
Yes, all these e-bomb faggots.
Yeah, hey, they need to hang out somewhere. Debbie Daly's not, and Ghost aren't around to fuck with, so it's cool. They can chill here. I don't care.
Yeah, apparently they're listening to this Freedom for Obama's Lies and Misdirections.
Mm.
I think that's the one it's called.
Yeah. Hey, Annie, speaking of the Debbie Daly Show, you were on there earlier. I thought you were great on there, man. And it was interesting to hear your story.
That robot was fucking paranoid.
Yeah. Totally. All right, hey, let's take some calls here. Let me go to the phone lines. A couple callers have queued up here. Let's see. Area code 949. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Am I on the air?
Yeah, that's you. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, cool. Hey, Vince. I'm a big fan of your show. I just was curious. There's a song that I was wondering if you knew the title of.
Very nice.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Okie dokie. Let's take another call. Blocked number. Shut up. Blocked caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, Vince.
Hello, you. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. This is Vince from Australia. How are you going today?
I'm going great for Vince from Australia. What's going with you, Vince from Australia?
Not much. I've got some questions I'd like to ask you, Vince. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. What's up?
Okay, question one. Globally speaking, in reference to the industrialized Western world, do you think the government incentives for green energy tech development is sufficient? Question two. Are you happy with the Allied support given to the America's war on terror? Question three. Why are you such an unfunny faggot? Question six, mudkips. I heard you like them. Question seven, fucking magnets. How do they work? Question eight, niggers. Question nine, niggers. Question ten, who stole my bike?
I love this kid.
Like,
stole my
She wants to fap to your voice, so keep saying, oh, he laughed. He hung up.
Keep talking.
He hung up. He hung up.
He
hung up.
I will definitely
he hung up.
Soon.
That's it. That's all he had. He was a quick. It was a quickie. He was like a five pump chump. Sorry,
man.
That was it. Oh well. If you're just joining us, it's hour number two. It's Vince and Kishu coming at you on Blog Talk Radio. It's open lines. Don't be shy. Call in. The way how it works is you call in either via Skype or regular conventional telephone. You call in and you press the number 1 that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to get on the air. If not, you can just sit back, relax, and just chill out and listen. It's all good. But if you want to, like I do see a couple of people hanging out just listening. And that's cool. If you want to join the conversation, though, press number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the convo. And here we go. We got another caller. Let's go. 870, you're on the air. What's up?
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, is this the chick that called earlier? That was it. That was the troll. She hung up. That was terrible. My God, you people are horrible. I'm thinking at this point this is just kind of a workshop for you trolls. Like let's try new material here. Seriously, let's try to up the ante. Don't use the same old worn-out memes. Try something new here. Seriously, this is a chance for you to to, you know, workshop some material. There you go. Debbie Daly After Dark is on. There you go. Trolls, go troll Debbie Daly. There you go. Thanks, John Brand. I appreciate it, Debbie. Yeah, go to Debbie's show. Troll her, everybody. There you go. You don't even have to, you don't even have to worry about, you know, workshopping your prank calls here. You can go prank call Debbie again. She's on again. Hallelujah. More fapping with Debbie Daly. You're welcome, everybody. Oh my goodness. That was fun and entertaining. Anyway, it's Vincent Kishu hanging out with you. I got Nerdsy. Annie's with me and ATMV Cool's here. Also, we have another caller. Let's go. 954, you're on the air. What's up? All right, dude. Take that soundboard over to Debbie Daly. She'll love it, bro. Trust me. I'll join you over there. She just started, so... when my show's over, I'll join you guys over there and we'll troll Debbie Daly, for sure. You're right. No, I will, John Brand. In fact, John Brand, I'm gonna shut down my show right now, and succumb to the goddess Debbie Daly, and go over and listen to her show. So you don't even have to worry about spamming it in my room. I will just shut her down and join you over there. So go for it, bro. Head over there and. And I'll meet you there in a little bit. I just have to say goodbye to everybody. I'll do a roll call once you all leave. Once all the trolls go over to troll Debbie Daly, I will stick around here with my listeners, and we'll do a little roll call. And Debbie had 500 in her chat, dude. You missed it. I was there. I saw it. It was 500. I hope she screen capped it. It was like almost 500. 4chan fucking shot an orgasm of trolls on Debbie Daly. It was out of control. But you know what some people are saying that's summer fags. Like, you know, we have a panel here of trolls. Let's ask them. Nerdsy, I want to bring you back on it as an analysis here. Do you think, are you familiar with Operation Metal Gear, by the way?
Not really, no.
Okay, there's this thing called Operation Metal Gear that apparently was discovered by some of the hacktivists that operate under the guise of Anonymous, right? And
right.
And apparently these guys hacked into a bunch of different contractors' websites and security or files or whatever in regards to some contracting work they were doing with the federal government. With cybersecurity and whatnot, and they were working to develop some technology, basically bot technology, but bot technology on like a nuclear level almost. You know, it basically having like, you know, you have one or two, you have one user that can control like, you know, like 100.
Kind of like stuff in G.I. Joe, right?
Like 100. You have one user that can control 100. Virtual profiles on the internet. What it basically is, profiles are fake aliases, fake people that have profiles across multiple platforms. Like there'd be somebody that would be, you know, that would have, they're just a clone of somebody, but they're a bot and they have some sort of unique name and everything, but they have like a Facebook account, a Twitter account, a BTR account, a Gmail, a Face, you know, a MySpace,
yeah.
You know, just everything, and they can move Skype, all this shit, and they can just link all these things and move them around from here to there. And I think they're finding, you know, and they're doing things on like a nuclear level though, like where they're going, like where they're doing these like direct denial of service.
Right.
I don't even know what the term is for it, where they go in and they just overload a site with traffic and make it shut down because they have all this, you know, this bot technology, but they're trying to do it like
that.
They're trying
to do,
they're doing shit like that, but with like social networking and shit now.
Oh wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised if some of these 4chan raids that you're seeing, like Debbie Daly had 500 people, dude. 500, dude. You can't tell me. You seriously, like some of those had to be bots. There's just no way. I mean, summer fags is one thing, but like I think there's some bots involved, dude. Seriously.
I have to agree. That's what I think. They weren't all, or maybe like multiple browsers, something like that, but definitely not real people.
Yeah. All right, Annie, what do you think? What's your take on it?
On this whole Operation Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. I mean, by the way, it's called the Distributed Denial of Service Attack.
What, dude?
They're called a Distributed Denial of Service Attack.
Oh, right. Yeah.
DDoS. Yeah, Distributed Denial of Service. It's nothing really new. Anonymous has been using several tools very similar to these, using a botnet on the IRC channels, and there's nothing really much different from that. These government contractors are actually working on stuff that, you know, Anonymous has been working with for months at least.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I believe it. No, I had. Have you heard of this guy, Barrett Brown?
Can't say I have.
All right. He's a journalist, an American journalist, who at some point, quote unquote, became the spokesman, the unofficial spokesman for Anonymous, which makes
bullshit.
Exactly. But no, whatever. So this guy allegedly penetrated farther than anybody else, any sort of outsider, into all these IRC. Apparently, he got into Anonops.
Anonops. Anybody can get into Anonops.
Yeah. So he was able to, like, sort of as an outsider come in, and he not so much like infiltrate, but just sort of. He's one of these. He's basically a socialite, is what he is. He's a smooth talker. He's a smart guy. He's a smooth talker. He's a journalist. He's good at researching, at infiltrating, you know, social circles. It's just what he does. He's a socialite.
Dude, you can go to Anonops and do exactly what the trolls here are doing in the chat. Just sit there and spam. Anybody can do it.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. But mixed in with all this crap is like real fucking hackers and shit, right? There might be one, like out of all this shit, there might be other, you know, 99.99% of these people are just benign trolls, right? Yeah. Mixed in with there's some real people that can do some real fucking damage, right?
Of course.
And those people are out there, and there's people that would love to penetrate these little chat rooms and these little circles and find those fuckers that are causing the real fucking haywire shit to go off. All right.
And basically what I'm saying is this
dude, Barrett Brown, is one of these people that that came in as an outsider to all this sort of this whole online culture, all this hacking stuff. He grew up with it in a way. He was an old fag, but he wasn't obviously he was out in the open using his you know, operating anonymously, obviously, you know, underneath it all, but talking openly on the outside that he was in there doing it. And he tries to claim that he was part of this group that helped bring down all these hacker groups that were doing this shit with Sony. And I don't know, he's a fascinating character. He knows a lot of this shit. He's up on it. He's the one that introduced me to LulzSec and all these Lulz Security and all these different hacking groups and this sort of culture of hacktivism. Yeah. I guess it is called hacktivism. I find it fascinating. He's more than anything, he's sort of somebody that's been immersed in that culture. and knows a lot about it and can talk about it a lot. And that's why he gets stuck with this spokes. It's spokesman in quotations, all right?
He might know a lot, but if he claims that he speaks for Anonymous, then it's full of shit. I mean,
No. I don't think he claims for that. No. I'm not saying he claims it. That's the thing is everybody is like just jumps down my throat. Everybody jumps down my throat when I talk about this guy. Jesus, dude. He's just a journalist. That's all he is. He's a journalist who's been around. He's an old fag that's been around online culture for a long time, doing journalism, right. Blogging. You know, he was, you know, the first wave of blogging when it was journalists, you know, turning to the internet. So he's been around, and he's been immersed in that culture. He's researched it. He's been around it a hell of a lot more than I have. He knows a lot more than I do. He knows the lingo. He knows everything. Yeah. And he trolled my show. And he knows what's up. And he knows the culture. He knows the lingo. But he's trying to do serious journalism, serious investigating, and he's trying to like highlight these hackers that are doing stuff that relevant to causes that he thinks are important. He's sort of, I guess, he's a moral fag. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
But whatever, it is what it is. We're boring the balls off these kids. Let's take some calls. 775, what's up?
Hey, so this is what I want you to do. I want you to shut your mouth and know your damn rule.
Wow, that was great.
Okay, point taken. Let's go. 858, what's up? Wait, hang on. Let me get this.
Please shut these people up.
Ah, there he is. That's the one angry Jew. Hey, man. No,
I'm baffled by all of this crap. I'm also getting tired of it.
Oh, you missed it earlier, dude. Debbie Daly had 500 people in her chat room earlier.
She got
trolled so hard, she had to do another show. She just booked another one.
I was taking a dump when it came to
She can't help herself. She loves it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, up there. Not for me.
Yeah. So basically, she got trolled really hard. She got raided harder than I've ever seen any show get raided, ever. And
there were 2,000 people in there 2 weeks ago.
Maybe. I don't know.
Now, what is all this Kishu nonsense I'm hearing?
What Kishu nonsense? What are you hearing?
Burns and all that other crap. What the hell is that all about?
Oh, I don't know. I stay out of that. Kishu's here, though. Kishu, are you there? Can you talk about this?
Drew.
There you go.
All right, Kishu. What's the deal with this Dick Burns? Can't we kick him to the curb? Was anybody still say that?
No. I love him. And
I still say that.
She loves him?
All of you, shut up. Yes, I do. Of course I love him. And I went to San Francisco to hang out with Vince. Like, you know, Kishu is you know, a personality, you know? And
right, wait a minute. Who's got more mental problems, Kishu or Dick Burns?
Just shut up, both of you. And so I went to...
Can I get an answer?
San Francisco. Probably me. So I went to San Francisco to hang out, and I had a great time, but then I came back, and now Dick doesn't want anything to do with me because he thinks that I had sex with him.
Wait a minute, is that a bad thing?
It's a horrible thing. I miss my best friend.
I thought he was banging Moxie. Didn't I hear that through the abacus or something?
Yeah. Apparently she went down there.
Right, yeah. Do you think she can pry her legs open to get it in there?
That's not nice.
It's not nice, but a more frigid woman I have yet to meet.
It's not nice.
No, it's not nice.
Moxie can piss me the fuck off sometimes, but I love her.
You would have to thaw Moxie in a warm sun before you could pry those legs apart.
Okay, this isn't about Moxie.
I'm sorry. I was confused. It's about Kishu and...
About Kishu and...
Yeah, it is. So it's all about you, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, I just, I don't even know. I'm just about to give up on the whole situation because he, I don't know if he's going to come around. I mean, it just sucks because we've been friends for so long and he's just being really, really absurd. But, I mean, I understand his point of view, but, like, you know, I mean, same time. Just went to San Francisco to hang out. You know, vacation, baby.
It's all good. I know, a little vacation with your you're my co-host. You just decided to take your vacation in the same city where your co-host resides, which is funny because you never really stepped foot in the studio. I tried to get you on the mic in the studio, and you refused. You're strictly vacation. It was a working vacation because you got a nice workout. That's
it was my holiday.
Yeah, holiday in the bay. It's a holiday in the bay, yo. Let's see. Let's go into the chat room here. I got Kingdom here asking me when my next show is. Dude, this show's not even over, dude. Seriously. The next show I'm going to do is probably going to be Monday. I'm going to take I'm gonna take 3 days off. I'll be back Monday night. And, yeah, in the meantime, check out the archives.
Thanks.
What?
Can you just scream it in Dick Burns' face? That, please, just tell him that it didn't happen. Seriously, I'm so mad that I didn't like live feed the
here.
Whole fucking vacation.
You don't. Well, you pretty
I,
much.
I did sleep
didn't,
in his bed a few times. I did sleep in your bed a few times because I was exhausted.
That's
but
all she did. That's
that
all she
sex.
Did is sleep. That's all you did is sleep. You walked around for like 5 hours. This girl took 5 hours to get ready every day. She'd wake up, take 5 hours to get her face and everything done up, and then we'd go out, we'd get some dinner or something, and then we'd get on the bus or we'd walk to dinner or whatever. We'd be out and about and walking nonetheless, and then go get some alcohol because she's a raging alcoholic. And we'd walk back, and she'd pour herself one drink, take like a little sip of it, lay down with her computer, open up her computer, type a few little messages on her little computer, and then I'd look over to my computer and type away some little messages on my computer, do my thing, and then lo and behold, 5-10 minutes later, I look over and she'd just be.
This is so true too. And the thing about it is, if Burns is listening, he knows. He fucking knows.
And I apologize to who was it, alcoholic or one of those dudes, Red Medicine, one of those guys were demanding that I put the microphone up to your face when you're snoring. And I was so close to getting you last night. So close. We had about 10 minutes to go in the show.
Was I snoring?
You were snoring.
I was snoring?
Yeah. You were snoring.
No
it wasn't,
way.
It wasn't
snore.
Hardcore snoring. It wasn't hardcore snoring, but it was like breathing really heavy, bordering on snoring. But it was going to be something where I'd have to really sneak up on you and put the mic right up there. And so we started talking about it on air because I was telling the listeners that you were falling asleep. And they were like, dude, you got to fucking get her snoring on the air. Put the microphone up to her while she's snoring. I was like, oh, totally, dudes. And so I started talking about it, and then that made you, I don't know, then you started to, like, move around a little bit because I think you heard me say your name or something. Somehow you knew I was talking about you. And so you started moving around and shit, and I was like, oh, sorry, dudes. She can tell I'm talking about her, so just relax, bros, relax. I'll get to it in a minute. And fuck, and then you didn't fall back asleep and start breathing again until the show was over.
Vince, did you touch me in my sleep?
I did not touch you in your sleep. Those guys wanted me to. Those guys, Red Medicine and Alcoholic,
I'm getting the info now.
Those guys wanted me to do some shit. They were telling me to put all different kinds of crap in your vajayjay.
Oh, my God.
Dude, they wanted me to do some gnarly shit to you.
Oh, I remember I woke up, I heard that. I heard about the Sharpies, and that's what made me wake up. I heard Sharpie, and I woke up, and I stood straight up and, like, looked at the chat, and then I went back to sleep. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Good times. Seriously, Burns.
Burns isn't here. I don't know why you're talking to him. He's not here.
I'm talking to him because he's listening, and I'm talking to him on Skype. And
Well, you know what? All right, Keisha, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let you deal with Burns for a second. I got callers here. I got Nerdsy, Annie, ATM Be Cool, and the One Angry Jew. I'm sorry, One Angry Jew. I didn't give you a proper introduction to the room. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the program, I have a good friend that pops in from time to time. He's infamous here on Late Night BTR. He's got an opinion on just about anything and everything, and he's has an unhealthy fetish, toe fetish. Or I don't even know if that's a fetish. Or he wants people to look at his pictures of his toe, is what I'm trying to say. Like, he probably, in his demented little fantasy world up inside of his head, he probably believes that there's some woman out there that fantasizes about his big ugly toe. Anyway, here he is, the One Angry Jew.
I'm sorry. Is that strange?
It's very strange. It's yeah.
You get a toe a day. You've noticed that it's next to a Wall Street Journal, right?
Yeah. I haven't zoomed in on the Wall Street Journal to make sure it was.
Well, this is so you know that you're getting it fresh. That you're getting a fresh toe every day.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I haven't looked it up to verify, but I trust. I didn't verify.
And you think that's a little strange?
Let's ask our panel. I don't know. I think that's strange. But
I think you should go ask your panel.
All right, let's ask the panel. All right, okay. Nerdsy, you heard that. Do you think that's strange, what he does?
Yeah, I think that's very strange. Unstrange.
Well, that's strange. In what way? Strange as in odd kind of strange, or?
Well, it's just not normal. I mean, you should have that checked out by some sort of mind doctor.
A mind doctor, yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a mind doctor?
I have a few times, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that they also have mind doctors that they talk to?
Not really, no.
Yes, well, that's the case for just about all of them. Have you also noticed that most of these guys or women are fucking nuts?
Like yourself?
Yeah. So why would you go to a guy to fix your mind who's nuts?
Well, I mean, at least he's got a degree in it, and he's probably got a better chance at fixing you than you have fixing yourself. So.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Ted Kaczynski had a degree, didn't he? I'm sorry, you blinked out. Ted Kaczynski had a degree, right?
Sure.
So why wouldn't you go to him to fix your mind?
Because I have no idea who that is.
He's the Unabomber.
Oh, well, you know what? I wasn't born whenever that stuff was around, so I wouldn't know.
Hold on a second. Yeah, you guys all have access to the internet. You can't look anything up.
I don't know why in the world I'd ever want to look something like that up. I really don't care, to be honest.
I see.
How about you answer me with something other than a question?
You know, that bothers people immensely, doesn't it?
I was just, you know, you can't really answer a question with a question.
You've obviously never been around Jews, have you?
I have a few, and that was a question.
Do you like Jews?
I do, yes. Another question.
What do you like them for?
You know what? I'm not going to answer your questions anymore. You're telling the fuck out of me.
Have you met Snake from the Skype assholes?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, hey, wait a second. I forgot, Jude. The Snake and the Skype assholes were looking for you earlier.
I'm sure they were. Where'd they go?
You know, chances are Debbie Daly's show. You know she just rebooked a show, right?
Yes, and that's going to be on at what time?
All the trolls, okay, this is what happened. Debbie Daly did a show. All the trolls came from that show to my show. Then Debbie Daly finished her show and decided, oh, I want to be trolled again. So she rebooked her show. So they all left my show and went back over there. So I think the Skype assholes got whipped up in that whole storm of trolling back and forth. So they're probably back over at Debbie Daly by now.
So apparently they don't sleep.
And you know what? And they caught me off guard too. They know that if I hear Snake's voice, I will automatically mute and take them off. That's what I got about the balls, Jew. I figured out how to do it.
They never hang up. They hang on there.
No. I got them to the point where if they want to get on with me, they know they can't have Snake call in at first, and they know they can't have that fucking the guy that won't shut up about you being a bedwetter.
But I like him. He's got a great voice.
That guy, all those guys, those creepy guys. If any of those them talk, they know I'll mute them. So they had some, like, I don't know, some Australian guy call in this time. And he talked to me for a few minutes, trying to be like a real caller. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Snake, hey, where's old one eye? Where's old one eye? I was like, Jesus Christ! He scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh my God. And he knew I was going to, mute him any second. So he's like, hey, where's one eye? Where is he? Where's one eye? One eye.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, jeez. You know what would be great right now? I'll tell you, you know what would give me a raging hard on right now, Jew?
No. A fleshlight?
No. As if Bill Wagoner scheduled a show in a half an hour.
Well, it's always possible.
And then spam the shit out of Debbie Daly's chat that his show is going live.
Wow.
That would be some BTR drama.
That is a very tall order there.
Hold on a second.
Did you ever watch the movie, the Mel Brooks movie, Young Frankenstein?
A long time ago. I have hardly any.
Do you remember all the radio dials and all the arcing electrical things going zzz?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is on your line that's doing exactly that?
Nerdsy. It's Nerdsy.
Did you mute him?
I just met him tonight. Yeah, I just muted him.
Is that some kind of special BWC truth?
No. He's de-scrambling so as nobody can trace his IP.
I see.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just change?
It's other level trolling shit. You wouldn't know. The BWC, they have licensing agreements with certain manufacturers of different types of software and malware and all sorts of stuff. And so they're just trying out some new technology on my show. It's all good.
Why doesn't he just use the Tor?
That would be too easy. Let's go to the phone lines here and check back in with. Okay, Kishu, you're back. Annie, hi. you're on. Annie, I haven't heard from you in a second.
Hi, Annie. Sorry, back.
Yeah,
I would like to help Kishu.
All right, go ahead. What do you have for Kishu? Go ahead.
Well, apparently she's all hung up on this Dick Burns thing. I don't know why. Have I ever heard you, Kishu, ever take your daughter over to see Dick Burns?
It's none of your business. I really don't want to talk about it anymore.
I just have a bad feeling. I'm intuitive, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if anybody told you that.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me, to be honest. I really don't know what's wrong with me. I think I should probably just get over it and let him go, right?
Yeah, here's my suggestion for you. Go out and find some Depakote. Take it. And then go to San Francisco.
I'm going to go to San Francisco, yeah.
All right. Make sure you take your daughter, though, with you. Maybe Vince could be Uncle Vince.
Oh, God. No, Uncle Vince. Oh, I'll be Uncle
Vince.
Sure.
You already
offered
to be my nanny. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll be nanny. Yeah, I want to be your butler. I don't want to be, yeah. If she wants to call me Uncle Vince, fine. But I want to be your butler. Like, I want to answer the door and, let the dog out.
I'm going to buy that building, dude. I talked to my grandparents about it on the way home, and, like, they're kind of talking about
yeah.
it. So.
Yeah, that'd be badass if you were my landlord. That'd be fucking sick. Anyway, stop hating in the bay, yo. Y'all stop hating the bay. I'm glad all the haters left, all the trolls.
And then
the trolls
I can find
came through.
Dick Burns in the bay.
yeah, Dick Burns has got to get over it and just get back out here. And
seriously, like, I mean, he doesn't even understand like what he's doing to me right now. Like, he has put me through hell. He has put me through hell, and he's putting me through hell right now. What he just typed just fucking chewed right through my heart, and he knows. He knows.
Okay, let's take a call here. We got a blocked number on the line. What's up, block caller? You're on. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Who is this, and what's on your mind?
This is Clark. I got a lot on my mind tonight. I just wanted to get in and chat with you guys a little bit.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, go for it, man. Take it away.
I mean, I don't want to be too forward. Is it all right if we going to kind of get into it a little bit?
Get into what?
Just the issues. I mean, I just have some issues on my mind that I just want to kind of get into with you guys.
All right. Start it. Go for it.
I mean, are you sure it's all right?
It's fine. It's open lines, dude. Whatever's on your mind, go for it.
Well, I've been spending a lot of time lately rummaging through other people's things, and I've been spending a lot of time going through their garbage, and I've kind of I've been acquiring a lot of info about people, a lot of social security numbers, a lot of
very useful, yeah.
A lot of info that I could really, for lack of a better term, could kind of get into someone's asshole. Excuse my language.
Wow.
What's your point, dude? Get to the point.
The point is that I don't know what I should do with this info. I mean, like, I really, really feel like I should just really fuck them. But I don't know if I'm
going
to
spot them. I can help this guy, Vince.
Go ahead. Good. One angry Jew. Take it away, please. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old. I'm about to graduate college, high school next week. Wow, I'm getting ready to go to college.
Yeah.
FSSU,
yeah.
Go Seminoles.
Right. And this person you're interested in, how old is this man?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you wanted to butt fuck somebody or you wanted to...
I've been seeing a man lately, yeah. There's a man I've been seeing lately. He's recently divorced.
Right.
Me and him and his boys, he has two boys, and it's me and him and his boys. We've been putt-putting a lot, but that's about it. That's all I can...
Yeah. Yeah, but are you doing it safely?
Am I having safe butt sex with his boys? No, I'm not. Not with his boys. No, that's
okay.
Unprotected.
But what about with him?
Well, what's interesting is when I was telling you I was acquiring information about this man. I've been acquiring info about him, but I don't think he knows that I fell in love with one of his boys, who's also of my own age, and. And I just feel like a size like that.
I see. Yeah. Am I patriot-gregging? Hold on a second. Am I patriot-gregging in any way?
I'm sorry?
No, I wasn't talking to you.
No,
Vince,
no,
you are
not patriot-gregging. No, you're fine.
I'm on the Tor Network, and I'm not patriot-gregging. That's pretty amazing. Yeah,
I mean,
try that out.
Hey, boy.
I'm sorry. Were you
going to
tell me something?
If I could suggest something, gentlemen.
What would that be?
Could we maybe go to, I trust you two a lot, but could we maybe go to some of the people listening in on the chat boards and see what they have to say? I feel like some of my fellow men out there could really do me some good.
Well, Vince can help you in that respect. He does live in San Francisco.
Absolutely. You know what? No, you know who he would be great on this? Annie. Annie would be great on this. Annie, what do you think?
Annie, can I speak to you, Annie?
Excuse me, kid?
Oh, Annie's a boy. Great. I know boys very well.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost know this voice, Vince. It almost sounds like that Waffles guy, doesn't it?
Who, me?
No, not you, the other one.
Oh.
Troll number one. You're troll number two. Troll number one.
Thank you.
What? Doesn't he sound like waffles to you? From Marijuana Happy Hour, yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me, sir?
No, I don't pay attention to that show. I can't tell you.
Sir, look, I live in the marina. I call in. I listen to your show. I'm a San Francisco boy, born and raised.
You know a girl named Marina? That's kind of out of character, isn't it?
I actually know.
No, I live in the marina.
I know. I dated a girl. Hold on a second. I dated a girl named Marina a long, long time ago. She's the friend of a girlfriend. Really cute too, but slightly less frigid than I'm sure Moxie is.
Sir.
I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to get a little.
What are you trying to say? Come on. You got to snap it up. This is radio.
Well, I don't want to snap it up, but I want to get a little advice from some of my boys on the internet here. I'm on the internet trying to get advice from my boys. Boys.
Kid, you're in an awkward position.
Well, hold on. I think we can help you out here. Keishu, are you still on the line?
Yeah, she is. She's just going to be right back.
I'm going to assume a definite no, because blacks don't stay on the line for very long.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's I know exactly that. Stand by for a second. Let me see if Vince is up to this.
Sir, please don't. I really need some help. Don't let me off the line, sir. I need your help. I'm a desperate boy.
You're desperate.
Okay, give me a TLDR on what the problem is.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Sir, I'm ambidextrous, and I like to use them both to pleasure myself.
I see, but I didn't ask you about that, but I was just curious whether you were...
I'm sorry. It's a disease, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
Is your left hand... Sir, please. I've heard that. What movie did that come from, sir? Oh, I remember that. What movie, Vince, did that...
It's an Elton John reference, sir. It's a very subtle Elton John reference, sir. It's a subtle...
Elton John? You know what my favorite Elton John album is?
I don't know. I don't, sir. I don't really.
No, of course.
To be honest,
of course
I don't care. I would love to know what you have to say about
my
situation.
I think you should know my favorite Elton John album. It's Captain Fantastic and the Browns Are Cowboys. You're a Browns Are Cowboy, aren't you?
Sir, I saw Space Cowboys starring Tommy Lee Jones. I saw it, sir. I saw that. And sir, please, don't, I just need some help, sir, please, can you help me, sir, please?
Or look, waffles,
oh my God,
down.
that guy is boring the fucking balls off of me. You both are boring the balls off me. I got another caller here. Let me see. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Caller, blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Is it me?
That's you. What's up?
Oh, hey. What's going on, guys?
Hey, who are you, and what's on your mind?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking about the best way to kill myself, you know, without pain, you know, all that stuff. You know, because I've been really depressed lately. You know, everything's been pulling me down. You know, so I decided that sleeping pills would be the easy way out.
Oh, I got a great number for you to call. You ready? I have a number for you to call. You ready?
No, wait. Let me finish. I got 50.
No, you're done. You're done. Trust me. Call this number, 858-365-5509. There's a woman there that can help you. She's helped me a million times. She's got a really great voice, too. She's sexy. Give her a call. She'll help you out. 858-365-5509. They'll help you out, bro. And if you need help, they have a website too. And I'm gonna put you on. I'll put you in the green room, and we'll have an operator a board op help you out with that. Okay. Get the help you need. Seriously, help yourself. Call that number. All right. We got 15 minutes to go. I'm kicking it here with Annie. ATM. Keishu dropped off. I bet her phone died, or she fell asleep. One or the other. Or she was abducted and killed by Dick Burns. Who knows? But she's gone. Shouts out to her. She was a real trooper, hanging out with me for the last 5 days. We had a great time, and if you want to come out and be my co-host for and hang out with me for the week here in the Bay, just hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. You can also find me on, you can email me. I accept nudes. You can send your nudes and your hate mail, your love mail, whatever, requests. You can email me at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And open lines tonight. We're going to do this for a little while longer, and then I'll be done. I'm going to take a couple days off. I'll be back Monday. Let's see. Area code. No, we have a blocked number here. Blocked caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, sir.
That's you. Hey.
How are you tonight, sir?
Fantastic. And you?
I'm doing this very well. Very well, sir.
Okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was told by a friend that I should go into a show to talk to you about a few issues there, sir.
All right. Like what? What's one of the issues?
Well, a few of the issues that I'm dealing with right now are terrorism in our borders, sir. I would love to build a fence to keep out all the Mexicans, sir.
Okay. How? I think they already have a fence, and that's not really working.
Well, I'd like to electrify it and add raptors to it, sir. That's a joke. No raptors. But really, sir, I'd like to electrify it.
All right. You are the lamest troll ever, dude. Seriously, you keep calling in. You're trying. I have to give you A for effort for sure. But your pranks are subpar at best. Seriously. I mean, it's late. It's not your fault. It's late. We're all tired. We all want to go to bed. It's all good. The glory can't roll on forever. You can't. They all can't be wins. All right. You have to have a couple fail trolls, I guess. And like I said, we're workshopping. This is not a. This is a troll friendly show. This is not something you want to. You calling in here, workshop new material. That's great. But I'm going to give you it real. That was fail. And in fact, you're barring the balls off of me. Seriously, I was sleepy before. I'm sleepier now. Let's take another call. 303. You're on the air. What's up? Dude, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This guy thinks he's trolling me with some like porn clips. Dude, I work in the fucking porn industry, dude. Like that? Are you kidding me? Jeez. God, this is just retarded. I don't even. All right, let's take another call here. All right. Area code, blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about a few issues, if that's okay.
No, it's not.
Excuse me?
You're excused.
Sorry. Where does that leave us?
Nowhere.
I wanted to talk to you about... Actually,
How long is your penis?
4 inches.
When it's erect or when it's just flaccid?
Erect.
4 inches erect. So you got like a wiener.
Yeah, I guess.
That's actually not even a wiener. That's it sounds like? It sounds like you just have a really large clitoris. I hear no testicular fortitude in your voice whatsoever.
Sorry, what was that?
That was, you sound femmy, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what that means.
That means that you sound like a girl. Do you have a vagina?
I don't have balls.
That's for damn sure. Do you have a vagina, though, in place of testicles?
I don't know what it's called.
technically.
Barrel roll! Anyway.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Ghost. Okay, Annie. I'm going to you here, buddy. I'm going to you here. We got 10 minutes left. I'm getting some really fail troll prank calls at this point.
Yeah, so they are pretty lame.
Yeah. So we're getting dangerously close to finishing this whole thing off. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the kids here before we close up this little taco stand?
No offense to you about the show or anything, but I think the trolls should probably leave the show well alone. It's pretty boring. They're not going to get the kind of laughs that they expect from, say, Debbie Daly. That's about it, really.
Yeah. Yeah, Debbie Daly's still on right now. You guys have time. Wow. Debbie Daly still has a couple of minutes. I think she's still going. You can go over there and troll her. All right, this guy wants to cut. This girl wants to. All right, well, you know what? ATM Be Cool is here. ATM Be Cool. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of tired of answering this prank caller, but he's back again. So do you mind doing the honors on this one? Do you want to take his call?
Sure. What's up?
All right. Go ahead. You're live with ATM Be Cool, caller. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, AT&T?
ATMB.
ATMB meaning?
It is my initials.
Initials for?
My name.
And your name being a Zionist thing for one?
Yeah. My name was much before I ever knew what the initials came out to be, so.
So they mean like you're a fan?
No. Not even close.
All right, well, let's talk to me, brother. Why don't you tell me something about being a fag real quick?
I really don't know anything about it. Apparently one of your personalities or something had some issues with that a couple minutes ago, but anything new you'd like to ask us about or anything?
Seriously, you just ran this troll solo. Fuck off.
There you go.
Okay. All right. We got another call here. Let's try area code 970. Hey, what's up? You're on with Vince in the Bay.
Hey, Vince. I just want to commend you for talking to that guy that was talking about killing himself and getting some help.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's people out there that can help.
That was really cool. I thought that was really cool how you said it to him and not being a dick. And I thought that was really cool.
Well, you know what? Full disclosure, I've had fits of depression in my past, and I've had low points in my life where I honestly had thoughts of contemplating of taking my life. You know, I've hit the lowest of the lows myself, and I've been there, and I think there's people out there that you can talk to that might give you a different perspective on things. Somebody that has unbiased outlook on things, sometimes that helps. There's some certain people out there that have intuitive reflexes when it comes to just grief and misery and stuff like that. There's just certain people out there that you come across in life that can listen well, and that can give you positive, good, encouraging feedback. And they exist out there, and they might and there's people out there that exist like that that don't know who you are and aren't familiar with your situation at all, and they have an unbiased connection to you. They don't have a connection to you, so they'll give you a more unbiased, more objective sort of feedback. And I think it's good to seek those people out if you can. But it's tough when you're in it, when you're at that low point. You don't think of that. And luckily, he you know, he's reaching out for help. And I'm not the person to help him. You kidding me? I'm trying to do a comedy radio show on here, and
no, I know. But
that's
real
business.
We call them shamans. You know, every once in a while you meet a good shaman that has a good personality and is funny.
Yeah.
And you're one of them, man. You're doing it.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Hey, we got 5 minutes to go here. We're going to wrap it up. I have the Jew. Jew, are you still here? Is that the Jew? Maybe I lost the Jew. Okay, let me see. 870, you're on. What's up?
Howdy.
Hey.
You know, I'm just disgusted with your line of work. I don't know how the hell you do it.
I'm a sound guy. What's wrong with that? I hold a boom.
I hold
a boom mic. I record audio for a living. I'm sorry, ma'am. I hold a boom microphone. What's wrong with that?
I should talk. You were just talking about sucking dick in San Francisco. What the hell?
No. I don't suck dick in San Francisco. I said I might have.
I don't know.
I'll have to go back and check the tape.
I don't know.
Okay. You know what? So what? Maybe I did. So maybe I sucked a dick. All right. Is that so wrong? Am I going to go to hell for that?
I'm just informing you that this. Your line of work disgusts me, sir.
I'm my line of work. I'm a boom operator. I do sound work. I'm a sound recordist. Yeah. I do sound work. Okay, I record sound.
You know, my wife lies to me.
Film and TV and commercials
and
everything. And you're trying to come at me about my line of work? I record sound on movies. I record sound on movies. Give me a break.
How do you record boobies? See,
I don't record boobies. I don't. They're boobies. Okay. The people that I record the sounds that are making the sound have boobies. Yes, but I don't record the boobies per se.
I don't understand.
It's real easy. Do you know how to make a movie? You know how there's like a cameraman and a sound guy. I'm the sound guy.
That's disgusting.
It's a boom microphone. It's not a dildo.
A boom microphone.
It's not a
boob. Boom.
B-O-O-M. B-O-O-M.
Well, you know what?
What?
What kind of country do we live in where we can only hate a man if he's white? Why can't we hate niggers, too? Fuck you. Shut my call.
No dang way, Bobby.
Well, you know what? I hate to tell you, folks, but I... is that the... Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, there it is. That's the trolley bell, everybody. That means we're getting this 2-minute warning. We're going to get out of here. Before we get out of here, I got to give a big shout-out to Annie and ATM Be Cool for hanging out through the entire show. Annie, any shout-out you want to give out before we say goodbye?
Yeah, it's just a shame Keishi left because I could have said goodbye to her as well.
Oh, you'll catch her again. She's a regular here. She'll be back. She's had a long week. She's tired. She had to crash. She's probably crashed out. And she's having some drama with her boyfriend Dick Burns. It's all good, dude. I appreciate your concern and thanks for coming through. You're always welcome here as always. ATM Be Cool. Quick shout out before we get out of here.
Shout out to Stabby McHugs, holding off the chat room.
Okay, thank you, everybody in the chat room. Annie, ATM, Be Cool, Beach Bump 55, Dead End, EAW, Kingdom here, Stabby McHugs, all the guest listeners, everybody that called in earlier, Wild Goose, and boy, there's a ton of prank callers. Some of them were funny, mostly, for the most part, all fail. All fail except for maybe, a good handful. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. There's the trolley. It's coming to pick me up. See you later, kids. Catch you on the flip side. It's Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceintheBay. Bang, 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 with the trolley. Ding, 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 with the bell.
sing, sing, sing with my heart strings as we started for Huntington Dale. Chug, chug, chug with the motor. Bump, bump, bump with the brake. Thump, thump, thump with my heart strings as we glided for Huntington Dale. The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle struck me off my feet. I couldn't speak. In fact, I felt so good I couldn't even see. Buzz, buzz, buzz with the brother. Time to all disembark. Time to fall with my heart ring. As we got off that running park. As we got off that running
starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took the seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heart drank. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe hold up his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Thank you, very nice.